Right, so we've discussed this an awful lot, but just to recap our choices for victory is the Women's Royal Rumble match.
Yep, still sticking with Becky.
I believe we all agree that Asuka should win,
But she won't.
and she's not going to. And I'm still sticking with Becky. And
I'm
you've
going with
got
Ruby Riot. I'm going with Ruby Riot.
all right.
I know I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong though, guys.
Yeah.
I hate it. Nia Jax was a good pick too, but I think I just feel like it's gonna be someone on SmackDown because that gives Carmella the cash in.
Right. And then we're going to move on to Brock versus Strowman versus Kane.
This, Brock wins, guys.
And he's pinning Kane, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I
Man,
think.
did you guys see me tweet about like last? Did you guys watch Raw this week, right?
Sad Kane. I saw your tweets. Oh
Fucking
my
poor
God.
Kane. I swear to God, guys. Like I, you know how we we've just been conditioned to watch wrestling in a certain way, where things happen and like everything's a grain of salt. But so they pull the thing down. I think I'm pretty sure my wife is like half asleep. They take off. They take Brock Lesnar out. And my wife goes, "No one. There's no ambulance for Kane." And guys, everything inside of me just started like happy, sad at the same time. Like it's so fucking sad, but also so fucking funny. But yeah, why didn't Kane? He got the same thing pulled out on top of him. He was
Yeah,
in
nobody.
the same. No one did anything. He crawled off. And here's what I thought. Like I'm making all these jokes. I tell all these poor Kane jokes, which no one liked. That's neither here nor there. So here's the thing about art. Here's the thing about art, guys. You don't necessarily always make it for an audience. That being said, Rock Candy Mountain number 8 comes out February 6th. So fucking good. Rick and Morty number 34 comes out at the end of this month. Chris White's are great. But besides those things, there's some art that is just into, you make it for the sake of the art having to exist. And I did, I think, like five poor Kane tweets where people, where all he wanted was an ambulance, and people were like, "What's up? What's up with the mask, Kane? Where's the trainer at? Did the trainer leave too?" I thought for sure as I was making those jokes that Kane was going to like do something, right? Like he was going to get Braun again in a later segment. No, Kane just doesn't get a fucking ambulance. What the fuck? Now, that being said, if the next pay-per-view they book Kane in an ambulance match, guess who's gonna win? Kane's gonna win because apparently he just can't go in one. Whoever the guy who was looking to find out if Paige had a Braun, first of all, thank you. Get rid of that tape, don't dwell on it. Two, if you could find out if Kane has ever been in, which I'm sure he has, an ambulance match, if he ever lost, because I'm betting he didn't. I feel like maybe this is part of his character and I need someone to resolve it for me. So, Paige Bra Guy, I know the answer is yes. I know she did. Thank you for looking. Let me know about this ambulance thing with Kane. Also, Kane, what the fuck are you doing on TV? Please, couldn't someone else have done this? Isn't there another tall guy? Oh, do you feel like this is like Big Cass is supposed to be back by? Oh my God. Speaking of that guy, is he healthy?
I don't think
I don't think
so.
so.
Guys, you talk amongst yourselves. I gotta do some fucking Googling here. Because
So
we're about.
Brock's
oh,
winning.
yeah, definitely.
To continue talking amongst ourselves, my wife is super excited every time Woken Matt Hardy comes up on the TV.
Have you made her watch the TNA stuff?
She's seen some of it.
Okay.
And every time Woken Matt Hardy comes on the TV, if I'm not in the room, she screams, "It's Woken Matt Hardy," and then I need to watch it because it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little like I'm tired
Man,
of like the constant laughing with Bray, but it's great.
it's so dumb. He's great, but here's the thing: the first two times they did that is exciting. You know that they did some filming on the Hardy compound.
Yeah.
So here's so the thing I saw, which makes me go, okay, maybe, was that WWE was maybe waiting that this thing was definitely resolved before they did anything more than just have him laugh awkwardly.
Right.
But man, when he showed up with his brother, and it wasn't broken Matt Hardy. It was a little bit disappointing, but also it was like nice to see the Hardy Boys again, right?
Right.
Oh my God, I got so excited at Mania when their music hit.
But when he came out, he wasn't wearing the coat. You didn't go fuck this.
No, I was still excited. And don't lie, you were still excited too.
I know I wasn't. I wasn't, because I went to see New Day to a thing. But no, I have mixed feelings about him. But one of my feelings is, because you know what, like, I was a huge Jeff Hardy mark. At any point in time, if someone says Jeff Hardy, I can see him doing Whisper in the Wind off the steel cage onto Umaga. I can see it. Yeah. Immediately, right? The thing with his weird sculptures on his property, the pink belt that he designed for himself when he became TNA champion, the weird Sting drug match. Like, Jeff Hardy, who was at a point definitely my favorite wrestler for a while, has burnt all that good karma up. And I remember, I can't remember who the dude was. I wish I could. He's not listening to this podcast. But if he is, hey, man, just so you know, you were right. I was in a discussion with another guy who I knew passingly as a wrestling fan. And this would have been a tag team time, like probably TLC era Hardy Boys, right? And he's like, well, you know, Matt's the good wrestler. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Tim and I actually just had this discussion the other day.
Yeah, go back.
I'm a Jeff Hardy fan, and he's more of a Matt Hardy fan for, like, wrestling.
Yeah, Matt Hardy's a good wrestler, and Jeff Hardy can't wrestle at all. But Jeff Hardy is more charismatic and interesting. Matt Hardy also was fucking cuckolded by Edge and Lita, which is never good to root for anybody. That's a bad thing to cheer for.
Right.
And he lost to MVP for like a year and a half straight. Also not great.
I remember that, yeah.
But I, like, for the last, I don't know how long that thing went on, 8 months in TNA, one, he carried WWE's only rival, and he did it with what looked like about $100 a week budget, right?
Yeah.
And this is a huge tangent, right? But I'm watching this old CWA stuff, notably when Eddie Gilbert hit Jerry Lawler with a car, which I saw live on a Saturday in Evansville, Indiana. Not live, it was recorded, but you know what I mean. I remember it happening, and there's just a thing in my brain that's like, what the fuck just happened? Like, how much of, you know what, kind of the most bad thing you can do if you're mad at somebody is wait for him to leave from wherever you are and then hit him with your car on purpose. That's bad guy shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm watching these, I'm gonna link you guys this fucking picture because I'm watching, because it's like, you know what? Somehow someone kind of did a compilation of all this 2-year-long Eddie Gilbert run, which definitely ended with him hitting Jerry Lawler in a car. And I think a year in, they had a fire match or a no DQ match where it definitely, the whole point was it will end with someone having fire thrown at them. A lot of fire being thrown, which I adore. It moves me. Jerry Lawler, who is probably a terrible human being, is just one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. There's a lot of reasons why. But they did this story, and supposedly Eddie Gilbert booked it. But I'm watching it, and it's like every week, even when they're kind of doing the same thing, which through this point is, it's Bill, Superstar Bill Dundee, his valet friend, I don't know who she is, Tessa Ray. Her gimmick is she's blonde. Unusually big butt for the 80s. And Jerry Lawler, who, of course, is a wrestling god, versus the dirty white boy and the dirty white girl. The 80s were a better time, my dudes. And there was another dirty white boy. His name was Hollywood John Tatum, but he got hurt. There's actually two dirty white boys, but there's only one that we're focusing on. And eventually Eddie Gilbert. And they're kind of doing the same thing every week, but they're doing these sort of like, these like bits like every week, right? Where Eddie Gilbert comes out. And for, I swear, like after, like I'm on seven, on like the seventh week. And after the third week, Jerry Lawler and Bill Dundee literally have bats every week. It's so fucking great. There's just, they come out with a bat like, like Triple H never brought a sledgehammer out as much as these guys bring fucking 34-inch Easton bats. It's never happened. But the thing I'm watching it, it's like there's no budget, right? No one's like, hey man, we gotta do this thing. There's no money. Like, you just make it happen or you don't, with your voice and your body in this shitty studio, sometimes a car in the parking lot. They fight in the parking lot at one point, and there's a guy clearly who's just happens to be in the parking lot when this brawl comes out. And he's kind of as good as the match, because you can tell he's like, yeah, this is awesome. But also, like, what the fuck? Anyway, I feel like Matt Hardy has been watching this old... He had to have been. Because he's like, look how much you can do with so little. You just have to say to the viewers, this is real. It's ridiculous, but it's real. I'm telling you it's real, so it's real. And we're going to wrestle in it. And it's going to be great. WWE's not going to let them do that shit, guys. And if they do, they're going to be like, you know what? We should start putting money into it. And they're going to ruin it. But the reason why it's not going to happen is, can you imagine WWE letting their mid-card, non-title mid-card, be as equally entertaining as their main event?
Yeah. It's never going to happen. And that's sad and disappointing.
It's so sad, because I want Rita Skye playing the piano at Mania.
Yeah, I got real excited when they changed his music. I thought she was going to be up on the stage, and she wasn't.
Yeah, but when they changed his music, I was like, fuck, we're going to get that piano intro. I think you can make a case. I might have said this, because I think we talked about Matt Hardy on the show, or maybe it's like anyone else who loves wrestling it wants to be enthusiastic about it. You're talking about Matt Hardy a lot over like the TNA and the last run with TNA. Mm-hmm. I feel like you can make a case that guy literally was a wrestling genius with all of that. He felt like he did something that hadn't been done before. He was making literal like genre B movies. As in a wrestling venue, you know, it's like when Chikara one time had like mirror universe versions of the good guys show up.
That's
like basically like if they weren't wearing masks in Chikara, like everyone would have had a goatee, right? It just would have been like their twin brothers with a goatee. And it's like shit like that's so smart. Matt Hardy did that for a fucking year. He put a gardener, a robot, and a fucking boat over that boat. That boat. And the ladder from that Japanese, you know what I'm talking about? The Iron Man title that's been won by like a ghost and a sticker.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Hardy did what that ongoing joke, that the joke went so long, like it just, things became options to keep the joke going. Matt Hardy got a boat over.
Skarsgård.
He got a fucking boat over. And if I was WWE, this is one of the things where you look back to Stone Cold made himself. We got to talk about the Royal Rumble, guys. Stone Cold made himself. Rock made himself. Mick made himself three times. But, you know, it's like the guys, Punk did it. DB did it. To a less, DB did it in the ring. But, I mean, at some point you have to go, it's the guys. They're not writing shit for The Miz to say when he goes out there, right? Do you think they are? Do you think they're like, Miz, these are the things we kind of want you to do?
I think every single thing is scripted.
You think so? And then, like, some guys just get to free ball a little bit more than the other guys?
Yeah.
Because Paul Heyman's not scripted. Paul Heyman, no. They're not writing shit for Paul Heyman.
No, but they could probably give him bullet points, and he knows to, he's different. He knows to sell the pay-per-view.
That's right.
And...
that's what I'm saying. Like, he knows what he's supposed to be doing. I'm saying that when it comes to telling a wrestling story, Matt Hardy has shown I don't know how long it goes on for, but he's shown right now he can do it better than – he can do it different than anyone else on Earth in a way that's wildly entertaining. And if you were smart, you'd be like we got – why did you sign King Ricochet? Here's the answer. Because we don't want anyone else to have him.
Yeah.
But here's what they should say. Why did you sign King Ricochet? It's because you can make a case he's the best wrestler in the world. But that's not how WWE works. What they should do is be like, hey, let Matt just goof around with Bray. Let Matt goof around with Bray for 6 months. And you know what's going to happen in 6 months? They will be so fucking over. They're going to sell so much merch. And WWE is so fucking stupid to not let that happen. It's fucking stupid. Like, I think New Day gets to do whatever they want for the most part. I mean, obviously, they're like, hey, we need you guys to go out there and talk about how much you hate Baron Corbin. But I think there's still a few guys they let have a little bit of leeway. But if you're as inept at story as they are repeatedly, where the best things that happen aren't even in the ring or story related, that Braun Strowman threw a chair at somebody or Braun Strowman threw a grappling hook and pulled the fucking wall down, that doesn't have anything to do with trying to make compelling characters or trying to tell a compelling story, has zero to do with that. But here you have a guy, if you give him $200 and send him to the Dollar General store, he'll put on something awesome for 5 minutes, why would you not? And the answer is like WWE, man. That being said, Roman Reigns is going to win the Royal Rumble, right?
No.
Fuck the WWE, guys. No, seriously though. Let's do two things for the Rumble. I know people are like, there's no drive long enough in the world to list all of this.
All right. Well, before we get there, I do want to say about Matt Hardy. I was at the Ring of Honor show where the drone came out and the Young Bucks super kicked it. That drone got the pop of the night, and they filmed 3-hour-long episodes in that whole sitting.
I'm not a Ring of Honor guy because, as I've said before in the show, when I started watching, it was all what's that guy's fucking name that I hate? Davey Richards?
Right.
Is that fucker's name? Eddie Edwards.
Eddie Edwards is the one you like, yeah. Davey Richards is the other one.
Yeah, I don't like either one of them. But that was like your main event. Like, oh, watch out. Like, God, this show is so bad. The only thing good is like the tail end of Generico Steen. It was a bad time to get into Ring of Honor is my point. But my understanding, and I don't know, I can only go by, is that Big Money Matt was fucking great in a completely different way.
Yeah, Big Money Matt was one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is like I think Matt, who's clearly always been the best wrestler in the group, who is clearly a guy who sees like the tropes of wrestling and understands how they work and understands how to tell a compelling story. Let him do it. What's it matter if there's one segment that's slightly different? Let him be your McRib. the metaphor there is that WWE is literally fucking McDonald's. But it's like, throw something in there every now and then. Could do a little Szechuan sauce fucking promo. Rick and Morty's out January 28th. you know what I mean? Anyway, all right. Here's what I think we should do for Royal Rumble. We should think who will win? Who will be the surprise return entrant?
Tim.
Surprise return entrance.
Or the surprise. Not the Tatanka, because there's always one dude.
You know I was thinking it, right?
There's always, I'm not saying like who's like the retro, like
Godfather's coming back three times.
Has that happened before?
Yes.
Oh, Foley did it, the one Royal Rumble.
Yeah. No, Foley did it. It was great. But did Godfather do it?
I think he came out twice in one.
He might have.
That'd be great. That'd be great. I'm into that, but I don't think it's gonna happen. There's always a surprise entrance.
I think it's gonna be Ricochet.
I think Ricochet would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think that's how you get him over quick, even if you don't push him right away. You get him in there, you let him hang around for a while. Like Styles, when he debuted, if you didn't watch TNA, he hung in there for a long time until Owens eliminated him. And it made him look good.
I'm sticking with the Godfather three times as my surprise.
All right, so guys, I looked, and Big Cass was hurt in August and was supposed to be out 9 months.
Yeah,
this would be, what, 5 months?
Yeah. There's no way you're coming back from a torn ACL.
Only Cena could do it.
In 5 months.
Or Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
surprise. It went great. It just filled it in for me.
I would like to have Shinsuke win, just because they teased Shinsuke Styles in that ladder match.
Can I tell you? I think Shinsuke's going to win.
I've been hemming and hawing if I want to pick Shinsuke or not.
I also wouldn't be upset if Rusev Day won.
Oh, my God.
Rusev Day's not winning.
No, but would you be upset if Rusev Day won?
No, I wouldn't be. I've already said that. They could have they could have Kofi win. I'd be okay with it.
I don't think Raw's winning it.
I could see... You know who I could see winning it? Roman Reigns.
Stop that.
John Cena.
So I was between Nakamura and Samoa Joe, but now Joe is hurt.
Joe's out. I'm looking through a list, but here's the thing. They the venue that's doing Roadblock released a poster for that event. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call it. And it teases a main event, which is, where are you at here? It's a five-way, and Shinsuke is in it as a number one contender match, which is a huge... whammy on what should be the winner, which is Shinsuke should win and then go to WrestleMania and fight AJ Styles in what, again, will be the best match of the night. I said it earlier. It's a callback for me. But this poster doesn't get me stoked. But they did some other posters. Oh, with John Cena was going to be the special guest tag team between Brock and Jinder, and they changed that. So I'm wondering if maybe also like they're just smart enough to kind of like throw out some like misdirection.
Well, do you think the people have gotten Finn over enough for him to win?
No.
Okay.
I was thinking that too, but I agree. I don't think it's enough. And like, you know, I would love to walk with Elias, but I don't think that's gonna happen.
Elias?
I love Elias.
So who's gonna be the one that lasts the longest in the Rumble?
What about Jericho? Rumble. You think Jericho could come back?
No, he's hanging out in New Japan.
Yeah, but there could be some crazy deal. Like, Omega could come out if they had some sort of agreement between the two companies.
Do you think Vince would make an agreement with anyone?
If it makes him money, he might.
Maybe.
But Omega just re-upped his deal with New Japan.
Oh, it's Fastlane. No wonder I can't find this thing. Fastlane. God, I was looking for, like, Roadblock.
Roadblocks must be after it or something. I don't know.
But I mean, we only have 11 entrants. So there's...
It's Fastlane Championship Fatal 5-Way Match. Shinsuke, Orton, AJ, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. Ugh. Which is weird. Like, if you were the number one contender, which here's the thing, guys. If that's the case, what it really implies is that SmackDown's not winning this thing. That Raw's winning it. Which right. is in line with how the WWE rolls. Which is that they think there's only one fucking show. And if that's the case, hey guys.
Roman, again?
Well, let's look at the contestant. Daniel, they have, someone's like, what if Daniel Bryan won? What if? They have, for dudes, they have Ricochet, they have Carlito, really? As these are, but here's a good one, guys. Here's a good one. Big Dave?
Batista?
I could say Big Dave.
He's been talking about wanting to come back and have another run.
He has. And what better way to come back? What a bigger splash could you make?
He and Roman could fall over the top ropes together and land at the same time. Oh.
You know what? Sick. I know you're joking, but guess what? You're fucking right is what would happen. Like, that's legit. And you know what? Hey, guess what? Okay. Why not? Right? Why not? But here's the thing. Let's look at the Royal Rumble. Because, you know, generally, if you're in the... Like, Braun is not going to be in the Royal Rumble match, right?
Maybe. He shouldn't be, though.
He shouldn't be. Because generally, if you're in that match, you're not in the Royal Rumble. Generally.
Right.
So, let's say Braun's not in it. Unfortunately, Kane's not going to be in it. He will also not, as we discussed
previously. I'm updating my surprise entrant.
Okay.
I'm changing it to Taker. Oh, God. Not that I want it. Just because now it is that now that all the rumors are that's gonna be Taker Cena at WrestleMania. Ugh. Not that I want to see that either.
I saw someone very clever on Reddit. What if he at the last WrestleMania and he's just the American Badass now? Something that on the motorcycle. You'd be like, he's back. Guys, we all agree we don't ever want to see an Undertaker match again.
Correct. Okay. Yep.
That's what I'm saying. KO, Sami Zayn, probably not in the Royal Rumble, which also doesn't make a lot of sense. There's kind of a bodies issue, but I think you could get away with those guys not being in it. Braun and Kane not being in it.
Mysterio. They were talking about Mysterio maybe coming back.
I saw that too, but is that legit? I don't give a fuck about it. I don't want to see that guy. No one's complained more about how much money they've made in wrestling than that guy.
That's true.
Like he's like I get it. Like I get people profited off of him, but like he was always renegotiating. And I get the impression like I just don't think he's as nice a guy as he plays on TV.
I agree with you. I just know he was trying to get his son into wrestling. His son apparently wants to wrestle, and he wants to give him the performance center is what I heard. So,
well, don't you think, well, you know what? They have been chasing the Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero hour, like the quarter hour, since Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio, because they make so much money when they're on TV. Mm-hmm. That's legit. Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero were printing, especially Rey with his merch, printing money for WWE, and they've tried. They tried with Del Rio, which was garbage because they fucked him up. They misused him so badly. Kalisto, they wanted very badly, but little did they know he could not speak any language well. there was another guy, Sin Cara, the original Sin Cara, right? Mm-hmm. Like they thought what's that actor's? I want to say his name is Mysterio, but I know that's the actor. whatever his non WWE name was,
I forget what it was. Yeah.
That dude sold out, like legitimately sold out arenas, and was at one year. If you go through like the PWI, 1 year he's number one, and he made so much money for CMLL, it wasn't even a question. And then he comes to WWE, and he's just like literally like two dudes in the woods trying to light a fart on fire, you know, like almost good. Like the fucking what's the guy's name? Humiko, is that right? The guy who's him now, who was the dark Sin Cara, but like is now just regular Sin Cara, is like so fucking funny to me. Humiko, I was so close. Humiko, by the way, Humiko and Camacho were fucking great. They were like characters from GTA San Andreas. You know what I mean? I fucking love those guys. Mystico was the guy's name who played, right? I think that's right. Anyway,
I don't know.
They've been hunting. They want, like, and they should. there should be fucking representation all the time. Hey, how about don't just always put the minorities on the same team, or just have the minorities fight each other, or just have the minorities lose. Fucking idiots. Like, maybe try that. That's an idea. No, we won't do that. We're WWE, and we're definitely racist.
Do you think that they'll bring in anybody from Lucha Underground? Because a lot of those guys have ended up going to TNA. I know the deal's a little different, but aside from Ricochet, do you think any of those guys?
I don't know who it would be, though. I mean, like Brian Cobb would be great, right? But yeah. He's real short. So I'm not for sure. I think, God damn, you fucking, Angelico. I think Angelico is like the dude in Lucha Underground that felt like, if I was WWE, I'd be like, we got to get Angelico. Like, we got to get that guy. He's tall. He wrestles good. He looks great. He's perfect. We should get Angelico, but they won't. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
No, they'll get the Luchasaurus guy.
Yeah. We need Baron. Hey, guys, what if Baron Corbin? I saw someone be like, and I think I looked like on the odds that Baron Corbin was like on the list of like potential fucking winners for the Royal Rumble. But here's the thing. I watched the last pay-per-view, and that dude's still in the doghouse, so I don't see it happening.
No, he won't win.
He's a doghouse boy. Here we go. Men's Royal Rumble, potential Final Four. They're announcing. Who we got here? They like Nakamura. They like Samoa Joe. Cena. Is Cena in it?
Yeah. He's like the odds-on favorite. Ugh.
Yeah, so the prediction is, dude, look, that's not as bad as Reigns winning, but that's bullshit.
Yes. Yeah.
Fuck, you know Reigns is going to be in that match, and that makes me just as mad.
I actually think Rusev could be Final Four.
I think he could be Final Four. I think he deserves to be Final Four. I just think it's always like, well, the Royal Rumble is not clever anymore. It's not like it used to be where you felt like, you know, there's like five people that could win this, legitimately. Now it's a matter of WWE has their fucking buttered bread, it's boring and it's plain, and it's going to be the exact, it's Occam's Razor. The Royal Rumble has become Occam's Razor, right? The most likely outcome is the outcome. Shinsuke, which good for us as fans, this year it's Shinsuke. Shinsuke should win, and he fights AJ at WrestleMania. That's the end of it. That's how it should be, because that's, one, that's what that guy deserves. You guys have misused him on SmackDown, which is the fucking truth. Because the same thing, like, hey, why do you guys like Shinsuke? Oh, because he's got a great intro, and because he's kind of unusual? Call him the artist. Play that intro to fucking death. No, man, the reason why I like him is, like, he's different than everybody else, and, like, being different is sort of great, and not just for wrestling, but for life. Like, it's great that we're not all the same, and it's great for wrestling, too. Let Shinsuke win. He's fucking, no one's ever been like Shinsuke. He's, like, fucking, someone put, like, Michael Jackson before he was creepy, and Prince, and, like, fucking HBK in a blender, and then poured it onto my face, and I fucking love it. Don't call him the artist. Don't say the artist anymore.
He's the rock star.
Or whatever. Stop doing it. Listen, here's all you need to know about Shinsuke. He's got a body made out of rubber. He's got literal murder knee. He's so for real deadly that he can act however the fuck he wants and he doesn't give a shit. That it's not like, oh, look at how fucking eccentric Shinsuke is. He's putting his head on him and rubbing his arms. Isn't that crazy? No, man, that's a fuck you. He's not scared of anybody. Because he did MMA for 4 years, and he can murder you with his knees. That's the character. And with a great intro, thank God. But it's like, fuck, man. Just let Shinsuke win. Just let Shinsuke win. Or, fuck, let Kofi win. Hasn't he earned a Royal Rumble win?
No, he has to get eliminated all crazy.
Yeah.
He's done it for so many years. In fact, in some of those pay-per-views, that's all. Look, if Braun or Roman's in the match, one of the two is going to go for the fucking record, whatever that is, or whichever record. And fucking Snortown. Snortown for days. I hate it. Shinsuke should win, but you know what? He's not going to, right? We're going to agree on this?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you're not agreeing?
No, I don't know anymore. Here's what I want. I want Rusev to win. Last time the Rumble was in Philly was when Reigns won, and Rusev was hiding on the outside, not eliminated. Make it come down to Reigns and Rusev again. The crowd chants, we want Rusev. Rusev
My heart. Wins. Here's the thing.
The pop tops with Rusev Day.
I've came a long way. I did not like Rusev in NXT. I thought with Lana, he like they had a real when it first started. I was like, this is good. Like they have a good thing going. Rusev is physically intimidating. I don't love that fucking. He does the same finish. Like the setup for the finisher is the same, and the finisher is basically the same. I don't love. I think he needs like another move. I'm saying for me, right? Mm-hmm. Once Lana was gone and he was on, well, no, remember they went on SmackDown, they were like, some people were like, the reason why they did, they drafted him over is that they wanted him to be sort of the top heel, but they wanted that India money. So he had to sit there and wait, right? So let's say they like Rusev, but clearly they don't, or else they wouldn't have had him on TV all that time. They don't leave money on the table, right? Mm-hmm. So they can't like him that much. So that's number one. Number two, he got himself over. And they hate that shit. They hate it. And I can't see you getting yourself over basically in December and getting a Royal Rumble win too. But if it's not going to be Shinsuke, you know who I want it to be? Someone not obvious like that. I want anybody. In fact, frankly, like, I fuck Baron Corbin. If Baron Corbin won, I'd kind of roll my eyes. But you know who it wasn't? It wasn't Cena. It wasn't Braun Strowman. It wasn't Roman Reigns. And if you made me bet, like, again, like, it's Asuka versus the field, and you go, you can have Roman, Cena, or Braun Strowman, or literally everyone else, and I had to win. I put it on those three guys, because that's a safe bet, and it's unfortunate that that's a safe bet.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you my pick. That's it. I'm doing it. Here's my pick. It's Finn Balor.
All right. I just don't see it. But you know what? You know, I don't see it because they just put him with the club. And they're going to run with that for far too long, because I think they're going to do like they did with the New Day Shield and with Wyatt Family Shield. It's like, oh, we got three. Like, as soon as Dean gets back, we can do Shield versus the club or whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It would be good to put the belt on Finn and have the good brothers have the belts too.
No, I think I'm really pulling for those guys. I'm not a Balor fan, but I say that. You know the circumstance, and I have been very clear on something that I despise about Finn Balor, but honestly, from this conversation, if the demon comes out and wins, that kind of works, right?
Yeah, because it's not Roman Reigns.
But here's the thing: he can't have the fucking dreadlocks on. It's unacceptable. He absolutely cannot have a chainsaw. It just has to be, and you know what? He can't crawl like a snake all the way down. He has to just come out. Oh, look, he's got the fucking makeup on. Oh, shit. And just walks in the ring and starts kicking some ass. And under those circumstances, I would mark out for that. But I think right now they're like, oh, we found the thing that people like about Finn, and they're going to have him do that thing to death. Also, I think WWE just lost faith in him. I feel like him and Bayley are in like a very similar boat, where it seems clear that WWE thought they had something that was like instant money. And they fucked it up, or an injury fucked it up, and they just can't figure out what it is. But it's like, hey, guess what it is? Don't have him fight fucking Elias and Bray Wyatt, who mean nothing to anybody. Elias is doing really well now, but at the time, like, you can't have like the guy you say is worthy to be your top champion fighting guys who aren't even mid-card level as a way to build him up.
Right.
I don't feel it, because Finn to me falls under the not what I expected. If Shinsuke doesn't win, and I get my next pick, perfect world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cesaro wins. Perfect world, Cesaro wins.
That would be great, but I don't even know Cesaro, if he'll be in it.
He won't be in it. No, he will be. Cesaro versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Tell me that match isn't good.
And then he becomes a Heyman guy, finally?
Finally becomes a Heyman guy, like he always should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I put my money on, I think Shinsuke wins, and I think that roadblock teaser is either like it's kind of a swerve, or when we get close to it, like Shinsuke, when they're like, oh, we're gonna have a four-way for the title, and Shinsuke is like, yeah, but I should be in that match too, like I'm gonna be headline WrestleMania, and they go, oh, I guess he's right, put him in there. Or Shane's like, well, if you're putting Sammy and KO in, you gotta put my boys Randy and Shinsuke. Hey, you remember how earlier I was like, we'd all be okay if we never saw another Undertaker match, and we all agreed?
Yeah.
What if we never, guys, just hang with me for a second here.
Never saw the Shane match?
What if we never saw, no. What if we never saw Randy Orton in a match again? Would that be okay? Yeah. Would you be all right with that?
Yeah, it would be okay. I'm less okay with that than the Taker thing, but.
I think, who was it that said that Undertaker shows up in the Royal Rumble?
Me.
And you know what? It just feels right, doesn't it? Like, how do you get Cena out of the Royal Rumble and set up? I just don't want it to happen. I don't want that match to happen. I feel like
So that guy's Taker rips a hole in the ring.
No.
Number 30.
No, no. What happened?
Choke slams Cena out of the ring and then eliminates himself.
Yeah. But you know, my argument against Undertaker showing up is that this it seems like a real busy card, and it takes 7 hours for him to get to the ring. Like, they can't do the intro, right?
He's got a rascal.
Oh, my God. What if we had, like, old man Taker? I see it now. There's ways you could do it. I could care. That dude's had at least three matches that you could retire on that were great. And that's to say the Triple H HBK match,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where they're all walking out with their hands up together, all three buddies, all three, like, basically done with wrestling. For all intents and purposes, that would have been a good one to stop. When you finally have the streak end, which arguably is just the best, like, that's the best time to do it. Mm-hmm. With Lesnar, which was a good match, even though I swear to God, during like the second F5, you could see Undertaker whisper, "Just get it over with." like if in the moment Undertaker was like, "I don't want to do these matches anymore. Please finish it." And even Roman Reigns, because you story-wise did the thing you want to do, but you know, it just didn't work. So now we have to have Brock Lesnar to be champ for a year because that'll get him over. That'll do it. Guys, Roman Reigns is gonna win the Royal Rumble. Roman Reigns is gonna win the Royal Rumble. And I'm not kidding. I'm gonna stop for the rest of the year. And it'll probably be 2018 will become my most productive year. I'll probably get into something else real weird, probably health stuff, because you know, I gotta take care of my body. I gotta be here for the kids. Or I'll be like a weird CrossFit guy maybe for a year. Or maybe like conspiracy theories. But I feel like it'll be I'll get really good at Rocket League. Just amazing at Rocket League. Kyle's Twitch streaming Rocket League tonight. Gotta watch it. He's so good. He does those double jump aerials. But I feel like it'll probably be a more productive year if I don't stop to watch this garbage 6 hours a week. And here's, okay, not 7 hours a week. 7 hours a week. No, that's not right. It's 6 hours. I was right the first time because I don't watch 205. If that happens, if Roman Reigns wins this match in 2 months when WrestleMania comes back around and we go to do this again, I'm going to come on the show and I'm going to be like, guys, I have no idea what's going on. I'm not watching it anymore. Roman Reigns won the Royal Rumble and it's fucking garbage.
We'll put that up as like a 10-minute episode. That's all we really talk about.
And you guys go like, well, we're going to talk about it. I'll be like, see you guys later. And I'll like find some way to make an audible click, like a phone hanging up. I'm out. I'll be like, hey, guys, have you been watching my Rocket League stream, though? Every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central. I'm the car with the owl on top of it. I don't know. I'm really bad at it, guys. I'm trying, but I'm terrible at it.
You'll get there.
Nope. Too old. I got them old eyes and old hands. I lack the youth required to be good at video games now.
Mm.
Yeah, man. I honestly, like, it should be Shinsuke, but everything about that leak makes me think it's not, and therefore it's dumb. So, but I've always said the best Rumbles always are the ones where back in the Attitude Era, like, there was like six guys any Rumble that could win. Right. Six. And you would not, like, if Ken Shamrock won the Royal Rumble, you'd not be like, I don't know about that. You'd be like, cool. Like, get it, Ken. But now it's not. It's like those three guys, and then it's a matter of what sort of convoluted move can they – it's just like Big Show should never lose. It's like Mark Henry should never – well, you know what's going to happen. Fuck, it's the same every goddamn Rumble. They all team up. Eventually they push him over. They maybe eliminate too many people. And then it's like a fluke. Santino eliminates them. It's a big – we all laugh. You know, like – it's been bad for a long time, and my prediction is if it's not Shinsuke, it's going to be one of those fucking things.
Mm.
Roman Reigns has to fight Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He has to. There's only one pay-per-view between here and now, between here and then. Like, the math is clear. I'm putting my money on Roman Reigns, guys.
All right. All right, so you have Roman Reigns. Cliff, who are you picking?
I'm sticking with Shinsuke.
And I'll take Finn for variety. So.
All right.
Oof.
So,
But, if anyone, if someone's on their Friday commute, they're like, finally, at the end. And it's Friday, I finally made it to the end of the 7-hour Kyle Starks Cakes and Cows. Never shuts up about how much he hates WWE, but still somehow talks about it for 4 hours or 3 months or whatever. Here's the thing. I fucking love the Royal Rumble. It's great. It's the best thing WWE does all year. Even when I was really just done or didn't even have time, like when we had babies being born and it was just like not a lot of time, I would still get the Royal Rumble. Even if I wasn't, if I didn't know, like I do start doing the research to figure out who's who, I would always watch the Rumble. And because the Rumble, it just has a built-in narrative. Someone's going to be number one. That's great. Someone's going to be number two, which is even greater. And then number three is going to be either two baddies, two goodies. Or it'll be a good guy coming in two baddies, right? Just the beginning is great. And then it's like, once you see that guy, like, uh-oh, here comes Cena. Who can get Cena out? I can't wait to find out. Who got him out? Baron Corbin. What does that mean? It means Baron Corbin's out of the doghouse, guys. Come on. That's great. Like, all that shit, like, every part about it is interesting. And that's why, if there's any doubt, which I think we all agree, there is some doubt, right? Like, we don't have a – we all agree it should be Shinsuke, right, though? We all agree it should be Shinsuke.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But, like, the thing is, like, that would once again be an example that we've said many times of WWE doing the clear best thing, which they never, ever do. So there's your doubt. Like, that's what makes the Royal Rumble great, man. And, like, even WWE, even by, like, projecting the winner super hard, it's still better than everything else they do. You know, like even that doesn't completely ruin it. It just makes you care less. But like the event is usually great. And that we get two of them this year is pretty great. I went full circle.
Very good. Yeah, I'm definitely more pumped for the women's one.
Way more pumped for that.
Why should that be the main event next year? The women's battle royal main event, the Royal Rumble.
No. It should be. You know what? Here's what, when they announced that, I thought, holy shit, they're just going to do a women's Rumble. That's great. You know what I mean? Like, that's right. That's like, great. That's awesome. But it's not, no, we got to have both. God, it's going to be, they're going to get like, what is it, like a minute and a half between entrance for men? Watch them be like, you got a 60 seconds. Like, what, they can't even get a minute and a half? Come on, man. That's not fair. Because the Rumble takes like an hour and a half, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
What is that? That's 90 seconds times 30. I mean, 20 divided by 60, 45 hours. I don't think I did the math right on that, guys. I think I did that wrong. I think I goofed. 90 times, it'd be 28 technically, is that much. Divided by 60 is 42. I'm really bad at math.
So Kyle, on the topic of you're really terrible at math, something you're not terrible at, do you have any new and interesting books coming out?
Oh, hold on. Hey, guys, I don't know if you heard. The end of this month, Rick and Morty number 34 comes out. I'm trying to do this in my head. I start on 16. It's number 34. That's 18 issues. That's right. Am I right?
Yeah.
I haven't done two of those. So it'll be, I think, my 16th issue, which I started on issue 16. So that's pretty amazing. It's, you know, almost a year and a half. In 2017, I did a book. I wrote and drew it. It's the life and death of Crombobulus Michael, who is the world's, it's everyone's most favorite hitman. I'm really proud of it. I wrote and drew it. I am, after this, I'm writing every issue through 45. Mathematically, if they wait a year and a half to put out any more Rick and Morty episodes, by the time those episodes come out, I will have made more issues of Rick and Morty than there are episodes of the show.
That's impressive.
That's impressive, yeah.
I think that's a crazy Kyle stat. So yeah, that, I'm pretty stoked about that. The first week of February is the last issue of Rock Candy Mountain, which I'm immensely proud of and super sad to be done with. I actually turn in the final art for Volume 2, which comes out at the beginning of April on my birthday, which seems fitting and a little sad also. Volume 2, you'll be able to get both if you haven't got them for like $25, like all together, which I think is a good deal for two graphic novels, which normally would be 40 or 30, 25.
There you go.
But otherwise, you know, I'm sort of ramping up for 2018. I'm going to be real busy. I don't know how much stuff will come out anytime soon. I'm writing a secret series that has been hinted at. Hopefully real soon, I'm starting writing that for Eric Henderson. which I'm super stoked about because who's better than Eric Anderson? There's
Canyon.
Man, I love the Triad. That's neither here nor there. That's a good, that, like, I don't think they actually did anything good, but those three dudes, that's a good group.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, any one of those guys, I'd play on a video game, you know? Yeah, so there's that. There's some talk about probably doing another, like, a season two for Dead of Winter.
Nice.
Sparky was very popular.
That's good.
And, you know, I would really love to do some more Kyle Stark stuff. Would really be optimal, some writing and drawing, because it's really what I want to do. But I'm also doing, between today and the end of April, right now I have 10 conventions.
That's a lot of conventions.
Yeah. I'm real popular, buddy. This is the only podcast I got time to show up and run my mouth about.
Well, we love you for it.
I just make time for you guys.
Someone else cares about us.
Finally. Everyone else is like, hey, can you come on and talk about hobos? And I'm like, no. I don't have time for that.
I can only talk about wrestles.
Yeah. I was like, listen, I get paid to talk about that stuff. Wrestling? I'm just another voice in the crowd with unpopular opinions, I think. But that's how it is. I hot recommend everyone watch Hail King Edward on YouTube, because I'm enjoying it immensely. If you go to at Kyle Smarks, I've linked to some of the best fucking promos of all time. It's a Mentho Wrestling 1 is who posts them, and there's a ton of them. I don't know how many there are. There's a million. I'm on 7, and I think it's 1988, I think, and this definitely goes through 90, so I got a long way to go. But it's fucking great. I just posted this dirty white girl promo. I highly recommend it. Hey, if you guys like wrestling, follow me at Kyle Smarks. If you like comics, follow me at the Kyle Starks, because that's my name. I have Store Envy, Kyle Starks, that's storeenvy.com. If you want a Rick and Morty cover, I'll give it to you if you don't put it on eBay. for money, but please. Give me a break, guys. I'm worn out. I'm tired. I didn't make Rick and Morty. I didn't create that.
Do you ever just take credit for it? Are you just like, yeah, and you just like have fun with people?
Yeah. So I did a single issue of Invader Zim, a single issue. And I did my first show at Lexington Comic and Toy Show, which is a great show in the Midwest. And there aren't any. It's the best show in the Midwest. I had one issue. And I remember this dude who had the sort of sketchy goatee, like exactly like you think. Smelled like cigarettes, which is not, I smoked for years. I'm not judging. I'm just painting a picture, guys. A vague black baseball hat, like a baseball hat without a logo of any kind on it. You know what I mean? That dude walked up to me, reached his hand out. And if you do that, I stick my hand out. Because I don't know what to do otherwise. He's like, you know what, man? I just want to say thank you for Invader Zim. I love that show. Listen, guys, what are you supposed to say? You just go, all right, man, cool.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. Because here's the thing. I can only say, no. You made the show? No. I can only say that so many times. I'd say, let's say 6 times before I'm just like, fine. I have a banner that says it's Rick and Morty. And it's Rick's like, hey, look, it's Kyle Starks. Kyle Starks is real big. The writer and sometimes artist of the comic book series. It says it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but people don't read things, Kyle.
They do not. You know what they definitely don't read? Rick and Morty. They just buy it and put it on eBay. That's all they do with it.
Well, everyone out there in listening land should support our good friend Kyle at the Kyle Starks, the Kyle Smarks, Store Envy, the shows. Be nice to him.
Oh, Patreon. Get on Patreon. Throw me $1 every week.
Yeah, and be nice to him.
Yeah, he's a good brother.
Yeah. Be nice to him.
Not a nerd.
Hey, be nice to me.
It's so hard.
I'm so busy and tired, guys. look how mad I am about wrestling. I have to be in bad emotional state. Did you guys watch Wrestle Kingdom? This is the outro.
I only got to see the Jericho match.
I didn't.
You didn't watch the Okada Naito match?
No, I will go back and watch all of it though.
Here's, I'm gonna tell you, I don't know who a tenth of the people who were on that show were. That math might not be right, but you know, I don't know who they are. I don't know their backstories. I watched it and I found it just incredibly enjoyable the whole time. Even when I didn't know who those people were, I felt like I kind of knew it was happening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like, oh, I hope this guy wins. I hope that guy wins.
Yeah, New Japan's amazing right now.
Yeah, do you get what I'm saying, though? It's like, it's just like these old CW videos that I saw when I was literally 11 years old. Wrestling can be great.
I really marked out for Jericho's heel work.
I marked out for Jericho doing the actual Lion Tamer. Like, yeah. Because here's the thing, for a decade, every time he's put that shitty, just regular old Boston Crab on and called it something else, I was like, the Lion Tamer was great. And I was so happy when he started doing the Code Breaker on the reg, because I didn't want to see that like atrocity to the Lion Tamer.
It just made me think of Rick Martel.
Oh, yeah? The Boston Crab? Yeah. Like, he should have some spray perfume.
Yep.
He should win the match. Oh, he did though. Didn't he? No, that was Omega. He sprayed him in the eyes with the That's such a good match. That's
the
what I'm
cold,
saying. Like,
the cold spray or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, wrestling could be good. And here's the thing. I know WWE. Like, WWE is like any other company. Like, you got to protect yourself. You got to protect your investment in these people, even though they're freelancers, right? Even though they're freelancers, like you want them to be healthy. You want everyone to be safe. You don't want to offend anybody. You know what I like? I get all that. But if you're going to have AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn, well, I'm pretty sure if you look at PWA 5 years ago, they're probably in the top 10 wrestlers in the world, right?
Right.
Why not let those fuckers wrestle? Why not let them go out there and do whatever they want to do? Because they don't. It's always like, everything's like, it's like you go to Baskin-Robbins and get vanilla. Now listen, Kyle loves vanilla. I'm not shooting a vanilla. It's a metaphor. It's the only one that doesn't have any colors, right? Like, that's why no one likes vanilla. It's because it seems like everything else is a flavor added to vanilla, which is patently untrue. But I'm saying is, like, if you have the actual options, why are you only giving everyone the same flavor? Sami Zayn, I watched like a highlight clip of that that ladder match at like Final Destination between Steen and Generico.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking good. Like, fucking good. Let him be fucking good. AJ Styles for Sami Zayn should be a barn burner. If you let those guys just wrestle like they can, but they won't. It's why 205 sucked. It's why CWC was great. 205 sucks because they don't get it. They don't, like, that's how clueless they are. So it's like, we shouldn't even be watching WWE. We should just be watching NXT. We should be stoked about this thing, this mixed intergender match, which isn't going to be on television because that means Vince doesn't know it exists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. We should hope and pray for another tournament. And the thing that's great about a tournament, and I've said this more than once, a tournament like the Royal Rumble has built-in drama. And it naturally makes people wrestle who we don't see wrestle every week. Because that's how it works. That's how a bracket works. And Royal Rumble is the same way. We're going to see Baron Corbin punch Enzo. You know?
Oh, Pete Dunne will be there. That's another thing, I think.
Oh, shit. We've gone on for too long, but you
we
know
have.
What?
This is an editing nightmare, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. All right. Here. Let's end on this. We all agree Pete Dunne's fucking dope.
Yeah.
Pete Dunne, I would love, if Pete Dunne is a surprise entrant, feels right to me.
Yeah, he's so freaking good.
It feels right to me. I mean, like, you say that, and I think I thought that, like, 2 weeks ago. That's my surprise entrant, Pete Dunne. I think Batista would be great, though. All right, let's wrap it up. This
is all right, cool. Folks, on Pete Dunne's surprise entrance, it's been a Capes and Scales Royal Rumble podcast with Kyle Starks.
Woo!
Signing out.